Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Oh, I've got a few good ones for you on the basis of we've been talking a lot about pets this morning. Animals, 1 in 4 apparently of our pets are on social media, and they have more followers than lots of their owners apparently. Well, Elaine Martin listens in the morning. She's the lady that dances around to the Club Classics every Friday night, Rob. Good morning, Elaine. She sent a hack through for all dog lovers who wash them in the bath. If you put a baby wipe over the plug hole, then put your stopper in to mold the shape, take the stopper out, the wipe will hold all the hairs but let the water flow freely. That's a great idea. Thank you, Elaine. You can get a pet washer as well. Instead of wrestling Fido in the bathtub, splashing water and dirt everywhere, you can get a salon-quality pet washer head for your bathroom and save yourself the trouble. And the targeted bristles make it easier to give them a little bit of scrub time while controlling the flow of the water. You can use rubber dishwashing gloves to pick up hair if you're tired of sitting down on the couch and there being hair everywhere. If you've got a pair of rubber gloves, you can run them over the couch surface and attract the pet hair quickly. And then wash them off in the sink when you're finished. Purchase a UV black light. You may not be able to locate where animals have had a little accident indoors, but with a UV black light, they're quite cheap. When used in the dark, they'll show you exactly where to find the wee stains for cleanups.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Wipe those little paws down every time, because they're probably going to have track dirt and dust on them when they come in. Never heard of anyone doing that, but there you go. Try a pet-safe dry shampoo. If you only have them in it for a 5-minute pet bath, there is dry shampoos for dogs and cats. It gives them a quick... Do you know what dry shampoo is, Rob?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah, so if anyone else needs their hair like a spruce instantly instead of giving it a wash. Well, it's a similar thing for dogs. Also, use baking soda and vinegar again for stain lifting for the wee or anything like that. And run your clothes and bedding through a dryer first because, and I've heard people complain about this before, if you have dogs and cats and they've hairs and you put the stuff into the washing machine, it gets stuck and clogged in the filter and it tends to go on the next load as well. So if you put them in the dryer first, gets off the hairs before you put them in the wash.
The other thing with pet hair that works really well is a squeegee on your floors and your sofas. I swear to God, just run it along and it'll pick up. You mentioned the tumble dryer there. We've been banging on about tinfoil recently. Remember we're talking about putting tinfoil in the dishwasher and your cutlery comes out gleaming. Apparently, you can toss a couple bit of tinfoil in your dryer with your laundry and it does the same job as a tumble dryer sheet. So it softens the clothes and it gets rid of all of the static and all of that kind of stuff. You revealed on the show recently that you like a bit of knitting and stitching. Remember, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
I know you don't like to say it out loud.
Now, but go on.
If threading a needle is the bane of your existence, Laura.
Yeah, yes it is, correct.
I've got a solution for you. Bottle of hairspray. And it kind of stiffens us, making us easier to guide through the Yeah.
Now that
there's a hack and a half, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll be using that one, I'll be taking it, I'll be putting it in my pocket, zipping it and locking it and putting it in my pocket.
Okay, I've got another one for you. Yeah. Knob cleaner. This is brilliant, right?
Go on.
This is your oven knob cleaner.
Okay.
Take them off if you've got steel or plastic. And the other way you can take off the knobs in your
oven. Yeah.
Stick them in the dishwasher.
Oh, right.
Gets rid of all the grease and stuff.
Getting excited there for a bit. Right, take them off and put them in the dishwasher. Well, okay.
I did say oven knob.
Yeah, no, I know. But just, yeah. You can take anything off and put it in the dishwasher. Oh, I tried
the one from last week.
I tried the one from last week with the taking out the tray of the washing machine and seeing what's behind it. The door where you put the powder and everything. Took it out, got a brush and stuck it in there. There was quite a lot of packed in washing powder and fabric softener and everything. So it took me, got the little knife and stuck it in and it just all crumbed away. It was a very rewarding job altogether.
Where did it go though?
On the floor and then I had to pick it up. But sure, you wouldn't be minding that. Actually, that's another hack. Put a dustpan under it so it doesn't go all over the floor. When you use a knife.
For those of you listening in, have you got home hacks? Have you got any for us? You could teach us a thing or two in this regard. So maybe something you've been doing for years that nobody else is privy to. Spill! We want to know these things. 087 77 11 103. And your home hacks will return next Tuesday here on East Coast FM.
Robin Lawrence. Home Hacks on East Coast FM.